Hello and welcome to Radio Free Nintendo. This is E3 Day 1, our first podcast of the day. I'm your host, Jonathan Metz. With me are the E3 crew. Everybody is right here. We're in the media center. It's right after the Nintendo press conference. We just learned about Wii U. I am not making up that name, people. It's called Wii U. And we also saw some new stuff in Skyward Sword. Looked really cool. There is flying. We saw a few new 3DS games. We got to play, actually, Super Mario, Mario Kart, Luigi's Mansion 2. That's pretty cool. They're also showing Kid Icarus and Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D and Star Fox 3D. We found out there is a new Smash Brothers game coming to both Wii U and 3DS next year, of course. All the Wii U stuff is next year. So a lot of third-party announcements, some of them very surprising, I would say, like Ninja Gaiden 3, Metro Last Light, which is like the most hardcore game I could come up with if you ask me, point blank, and a number of other things. And we're all kind of overloaded. Everyone's sitting around typing except me, because I'm the podcast dude and I don't have to do real work. So I'm actually going to interrupt their real work and go around the room here and ask for their quick impressions. We've all played the 3DS games to some extent. We've got some video that Jared took, and he's uploading that stuff now. Everyone's typing up impressions, and we are waiting for the show to open so we can get in there and play more of it. And we will, I'm pretty sure, have played Wii U by the end of today. Actually, probably just in a couple of hours here when we have an appointment with Nintendo. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'm going to go to Aaron first and ask him what he thought of the press conference and what one thing or two things stood out to him the most.
I don't know. It was a lot of stuff that I guess we sort of expected in general, both from the leaks from the cafe controller, now known as Wii U. I guess it was cool to see them in action, though. They were some good uses, I think, and some compelling uses if it actually works like they show. Playing is believing, as Nintendo says, and I think that's the case here. And 3DS as well. It was a lot of expected games, so not too much there. I guess sort of the one off-the-wall thing was the Kid Icarus inclusion of these other new characters. Looked like it could be interesting.
Thank you, Aaron. That's Aaron Kaluska, our IT manager, or what's your current title? IT managing editor. That doesn't even make sense. You made that up.
I did. Ah,
okay. I'm going now to Jared Rosenberg. You heard a little bit of him last night when we talked about the eShop. Jared, what sticks out in your mind the most after that press conference?
I'm thinking of the moment where the crowd oohed and aahed when we saw the Wii U golf mode, where the Wii U controller was on the floor, and you could see basically, you know, the picture of the golf ball was on the floor, making it look like that's what you would actually hit. And so that seemed interesting, pretty different. I always like New Super Mario Brothers, so New Super Mario Brothers Me could be interesting, but I'm not really too excited about it.
All right, fair enough. It is another new Super Mario Brothers, and I'm not sure how new they are at this point, but they are making more of that. This time you can play with your Mii in the level alongside Mario and Luigi. And as I told Jared on the way over here, well, it's kind of weird to be playing, to have your Mii in the world of Mario in the Mushroom Kingdom, but at least it's not multicolored toads this time around. So we won't be lacking for characters in four player. Now, Neil, what are you working on? What are you the most excited about? What do you think is the biggest story coming out of this? What made the biggest impression on you? What can you not stop thinking about right now?
Well, right now I'm working on Super Mario 3D impressions, so that's what I can't stop thinking about right this minute. But as far as from the press conference, definitely loved seeing the Smash Brothers announcement, but that game ain't coming out for another 2-3 years, because they even made the point that Project Sora and Sakurai aren't even working on it yet because they're finishing up Kid Icarus Uprising. Wii U sounds kind of goofy, but it is, you know, the whole playing is believing thing. So I'll hold full reservation outside of the name being stupid. I like that Link's Awakening is coming to eShop today, and the Four Swords DSiWare game, which I guess last year would have been like a joke because no one would be playing DSiWare, but now that we have 3DS in the eShop and you can play those games on it, that could be really excellent. I'm excited to check out Skyward Sword, and happy that the Kirby Wii and DS games were, looks like they're both coming to North America. I mean, there wasn't much doubt in that, but I think they're playable on the show floor, so I'll be seeing those soon. But there was no Xenoblade, and there was no Last Story on any mentioned at all. Even in the, they had just a list of games at the end of it, and those weren't mentioned at all. So it's kind of a bummer.
And no Dragon Quest either, which was not really a surprise, although I was hoping, as we all were. But I guess we still haven't churned through the whole press kit, so I don't know if maybe there are some stealth announcements. There usually are. We did see Rhythm Heaven as a logo along with the Kirby stuff. Mario Party 9, thank God, finally. And, you know, several other minor-type games like that. Maybe not minor to the fans, but they're minor in this grand scope of Nintendo. But yeah, no mention of the Wii RPGs. But, you know, we've got two developer roundtables coming up, one tonight and one tomorrow night. I think we're going to see Pikmin at one of those. It was announced at the developer roundtable 2 years ago, sort of impromptu by Miyamoto in answering a question. And I think that's a perfect venue to actually show it off to the people who care the most about it and the people who ask about it every year as we go back to those events. So I'm going to guess that the game announcements have not finished, that there are more to come. But we shall see. And now I'm going to Nathan Mustafa, bear with me for just a moment as I get up. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Johnny.
What made the most impression on you from today's press conference?
The Wii U, definitely, though not necessarily in a positive way. I didn't see anything that really drew me in. The brief graphics demonstration they gave seemed like a stock graphics card manufacturer rendering. Nothing really gameplay oriented that we saw. They showed Zelda, but it seemed like it may have been CG. I'm also really worried that the resolution of the touchscreen on the controller won't match the HD resolution of the screen that you're playing on. So while you can play in your hands, is it going to be 720p or even 1080p? I doubt it. But, you know, it made an impression on me. I'm slightly worried about the next Nintendo console.
All right. Well, a little bit of pessimism there from Nathan. And I definitely see what you're saying. I mean, I think it's a concern that Nintendo didn't really show any real new games with this system. It's always a mistake, I think, when they do that. They've got a number of demos here that they're going to have us play, interactive demos on the floor. But Reggie really stressed that those are not real games necessarily. They did the same thing with Wii 5 years ago, and some of those turned out to be real games, some of them didn't. A lot of them got rolled up into game collections like Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort. But, you know, we'll have to see. But I do think when you're showing off new hardware like this, it does a lot for the enthusiasm of the market and of the fans to show a real game and actually help people understand how this new technology can actually enhance something that makes sense to you. And instead, what we got was a lot of 2-second clips of people playing golf on the thing and flinging ninja stars at the screen and just weird little things that they're all really neat. But do those add up to a new gaming experience? Well, that remains to be seen. I was kind of hoping that we would see that today, and instead a lot of the things we saw are similar to people's ideas that had already been circulating around the internet for the past couple of weeks.
It seemed really reminiscent of the first Kinect reveal, where Microsoft showed off things like copying a design to a skateboard or showing off a dress to someone and trying on different things, all things that look neat and are feasible, but we didn't see come to fruition. So I'm worried that a lot of the demos are showing today, while they are good ideas, maybe we'll never see them in a real game.
Okay, fair enough. Now we're moving on to Michael TYP Cole. He looks very stressed out, Mike, but he's also smiling. Mike, tell us what you thought of the press conference.
I thought it was well done, but I was a little underwhelmed. I was expecting to see more surprises on 3DS than we saw. I mean, certainly Luigi's Mansion 2, I'm very happy for. I'm trying to post impressions right now for it. But, you know, I thought there would be more surprises on the 3DS. It seems like there aren't that many games they announced, and that kind of shocks me. And they didn't really mention much about third-party 3DS stuff, too, so maybe we'll find things on the show floor. I don't know. But the other thing that has me scratching my head is the EA announcement. I mean, it's good that they demonstrated, yeah, we're supporting this up front because that was a mistake on the Wii for them. But they were talking about online connectivity and all that stuff. I don't know if that's speculation on that part or if maybe EA's actually actively helping Nintendo with some sort of infrastructure. That would be interesting if that's the case. I'm probably reading too much into what they said, but who knows?
I think you are reading too much into that, but I don't know. It sounded like boilerplate type corporate speak to me. But, you know, it's interesting that they had John Riccitiello out on the stage. They've never done that before. And, you know, having EA on board in a big way this early on is very good. I mean, he brought up things like Battlefield 3, you know, Ubisoft talked about Assassin's Creed and stuff like that. I mean, those are really big franchises that we did not have. So having those confirmed early on for Wii U, yeah, I know, I still kind of shit my pants every time I say that out loud. But it's really important, you know. I mean, that is the kind of multi-platform parity that a lot of us were hoping for, because, you know, that that brings up the level for Nintendo and all the other developers. You know, one thing we didn't see today was Rockstar. There was a lot of speculation that Rockstar was going to have something to announce for this system. It's a possibility it could come up at one of these roundtables, but these tend to focus very squarely on Nintendo's own internal efforts, hence my Pikmin 3 prediction and hope. Aaron's speculating over here. Hang on. Hang on, guys. They can't hear you at all. So, Neil, what were you saying there?
The second, third, the Wednesday roundtable is going to be third-party focused, apparently. So maybe.
So that's where Rockstar shows up and blows our minds. Now, James Jones, he's sitting over here at a computer away from the group, the lone wolf. You didn't hear him last night. You're going to hear him right now. James, what did you think of the press conference? First impressions.
First impressions. The Wii U is a terrible name. But beyond that, it looks exactly like what we thought it was going to look like, which is kind of surprising, but I'm really happy with it. I thought that the amount of support they showed from third parties that have been avoiding the Wii was good. It made Johnny move the microphone closer to me, and it made me feel better about what they realize is their failings of their previous system. I was really happy, actually, that the games they showed were pretty much all the ones I would have wanted to play on the other two systems, although they'll probably be out 6 months later. 3DS offerings, there are a lot of really good games. I guess all those games are slated for this year, which is, I mean, that's a good lineup. It's six really solid titles. I just would have liked to be surprised a bit more than Luigi's Mansion 2, which I still don't understand was a 3DS game versus all those years it could have been a Wii title. And I would have liked to have heard something for the Wii for the rest of the year, besides stuff that got splashed on a screen. But beyond that, it was a good show. It wasn't as good as last year, but that was hard to have accomplished. I think really what it's going to come down to is when we actually get to use the Wii U screen controller thing and see how it actually handles. I'm a little concerned about the weight, but it didn't seem to be too heavy.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the weight as well as the ergonomics of holding this big, wide slate in your hands. It's a very strange shape. I was thinking how far we've come from the GameCube controller, which, you know, as everyone's always said, it really does kind of just melt into your hand as you hold it. It's got those handles and everything, and this thing just has this long straight edge along the side of it. I mean, it's rounded, but it feels like there's going to be a lot of empty space in your grip. So, I don't know. We'll have to see. It's a weird, weird controller, that's for sure. It looks expensive, too. All right. Well, that's everyone who we've got here. I hope you enjoyed hearing their impressions. And as for me, I'm really a mixture of all these guys put together. I mean, I'm excited a lot about the new system and the possibilities. And I'm glad that they specifically brought up HD graphics and talked about some of that stuff. And I think the third-party announcements that they revealed for the new system are extremely encouraging. A lot of it's the kind of software that we didn't have at all on the Wii. So they're setting a really strong precedent there. At the same time, the controller itself, just the design of it, gives me some concern. I certainly agree with James that the name of the system is horrible. And I think it won't be very long before Nintendo is once again assuring everyone that that is indeed the final name and that we have no chance of changing their mind, which is unfortunate. But, you know, as we saw with their last console, the name of the system ultimately doesn't matter that much. It might annoy us, and those of us who have to say it and write about it a lot might really hate it, but I don't think it's going to give them any problems in the market. I mean, probably quite the opposite, because Wii is such a well-established brand, it makes sense that they would stick with it. Again, I just think Wii 2 or even Super Wii or something like that, Wii HD even, would have been a better name than this. But, you know, we'll see how it works out for them. Now we just have to start getting used to saying it, because if they do change it, it won't be anytime soon, that's for sure. Probably next E3. So I believe that's going to wrap up the podcast for now. Stay tuned, because we might just have something later on in the evening. It'll probably be actually quite a bit later than this, because we've got a lot to do today, this afternoon and this evening. But if we have a chance to sit down and talk about our experiences playing Wii U before we go to bed tonight, then I will definitely try to make that happen. So again, stay tuned for more from Radio Free Nintendo, and of course, make sure you are checking this site religiously at NintendoWorldReport.com, because we are updating like mad all day long, every day this week. Check it often, because you will probably miss content. So keep a very close eye, and we'll have more updates to come. Bye.